Blog Talk Radio.
This is, well, a special little segment of Late Night in the Midlands, and I do welcome all of you, wherever it is you may be, around the globe or wherever you are. The website, latenightinthemidlands.com, go on over, become a late nighter, be informed, by all means, inform others. Really, really important you do that. I could tell that there's not been a lot of that going on, because if there was, we wouldn't have had the problems that we had tonight. And believe me, we had some issues. But of course, it's off to slavery I go, right? So, I managed to snangle, we're good right now, at least for next day or two. We'll see what happens. But, I definitely wanted to get on here and at least hit a little bit of news or something. I could at least get that in. Right? I mean, not that anyone's paying attention anyways. I got to come on here and tell you that I'm in contact with the blue aliens, and the blue aliens brought me up and stuck a big old probe with D batteries in my ass. And by the way, they downloaded all the information to the universe in my brain. And so now I'm going to share it with you. But you've got to pay $75.99 at a conference to come hear me talk about it. That's right. And then when it's over with, I don't have any time for you. And how dare you ask any questions, real questions. But anyways. I don't have all that. I don't have the D batteries and the probe in my behind. I don't have blue chickens hanging out with me, giving me dabs and all that. Just not happening. Sorry. I'd love to give you the fascinating story. I'd love to give you the wild story, but I'm not into wild stories. I'm into truth as best I can. That's what I like to do. I like to get into the truth as best as I can. But people want the wild stories. They want me to come on here and give you a line of horse crap. That's what people like. I see it everywhere. They like the fakes, the people who pretend to be one thing when they're on the air, and then when they're off the air, they're totally different. These are the people that you follow. I some of you anyways. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know how some of these others, like I said earlier, politics, or whether it be shows, and I don't want to go hammering on no other show right now. I really don't, because that's not why I got on here. But, God bless them. Good for them. They feed you a line of bullshit and you give them your money. It's what a deal, right? It's just like the pieces of garbage on YouTube who steal my show and make money off it. Meanwhile, while I try to make money off my own show, YouTube shuts me down. But everyone else could steal the hell out of it and monetize the crap out of it, and it's good. But when I do it, it's like, oh, no, that's not suitable for advertisers. Oh, why is that, Google gods? Well, you don't agree with transgender. Oh, I'm sorry. So if I start saying that I want a third bathroom and I'd like to use it, then you'd like me better. Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Mr. Vera. But until you go along to get along, I'm afraid we just can't accommodate you. And that's just the way it goes. So all I have to depend on is my listeners. And if I can't depend on that, there is absolutely no point in me doing this at all. There is absolutely no point in me taking my entire day preparing for a show that, I get on. I'm on here for 3 hours when I do get live. Before that, I mean, all day I'm getting ready. And I love doing it. But there's no point in me doing it if this is the way it's going to be. I mean, it's just... What's the use? You know, I can't do 100 things at one time. So I either got to do this or I got to do something else. Whatever. You know, I've got to pay the bills. But the one thing I won't do to pay the bills is I won't sell out. I won't let an imaginary blue chicken stick a probe in my ass. That I can tell you. Now, getting into a little bit of news, a little bit of discovery while I can. For whoever's listening still out there, Sanders had a heart procedure, cancels campaign events for now, and I say, well, Bernie, it's God giving you, he's giving you a little bit of evidence that you actually have a heart in there somewhere, and you know what? While it's still beating, maybe you should go off somewhere and enjoy it, rather than get yourself tangled up in any more of this nonsense. So if I was socialist Sanders, I'd go cash out the Swiss account and, the money that he put away that Hillary and them gave him to just shut up and campaign for them. You know, one of those go along to get along. That's what Bernie did. And now here he is in the hospital. What is he, 78 years old? He had 2 clogged arteries. They had to give him a couple stents. Luckily, they were able to do the stents, so he didn't need no open heart surgery. You know, you're 78 years old. You've been trying to destroy the country and rule the world since you were a little pud in your mom's basement. You're 78 years old. Hang it up. Go. I mean, what's the point? You're not going to win. All you're going to do is clog more arteries. Go enjoy yourself. You know, I don't hate you, Bernie. I just don't like you. So, you know, I don't want to see you croak. I want to see you go away, though. So go away. Enjoy life. Poor Bernie Sanders with the heart problems. He says, thank God I have great health care. Well, of course you do, because you work for them. You're going to get great health care. It's the rest of us who get crapped on. Vaping patients had acute lung damage similar to gas poisoning. That's what they're saying. Vaping damages the lungs in the same way as gas poisoning tests have revealed. Now, I'll say this. I think it's got to depend on a lot of things because I know quite a few people who vape, and none of them are having any problems at all. They smoke cigarettes, too, on top of that, some of them. And, you know, they get the little cigarette cough. But that's it. I mean, hell, I've vaped the THC stuff. I've tried it. That guy who was in the went to California hit one of those dispensaries. Said, oh, you got to try this, Mr. Vera. Mr. Vera tried it, and I'll tell you what, I'll stick the smoking bud personally. I mean, it's I don't know. It's THC. I guess it depends on what they're putting in it, because in here they're trying to blame. They're also trying to blame the THC. In the marijuana products, and no, the THC is not going to hurt you. It's just it's the crap you put in there that's going to hurt. So what's happening is a lot of these states that want to play hardball and have not legalized, those states, people are buying it on the streets. They're going people. Some of them are claiming that they, hey, yeah, we got this from the dispensary in Colorado, and so you buy it and it's packaged all nice, but they made it at home. Some of it. That's why you legalize it, so you cut out the little guy, the middleman. But, you know, states like South Carolina can't get it through their heads. I don't know when they're gonna learn and just get it through their heads. So, because, you know, these people want it. These kids even, they want it. They're getting it on the street. At least legalize it, and then you can regulate it better. But, you know, what do I know? Experts have warned of a public health crisis after close extermination of tissue samples found direct injuries from noxious chemicals, they say. So, terrible chemicals. I don't know, folks. One night, maybe we'll do a show on vaping, just on vaping, and open lines. If we survive, if we make it, because it appears that the show is not worth it to everybody. I mean, when you've got, I'm not even going to get into the numbers again. Let's just say there's a lot of listeners. And one guy who donated, I think it was 25 tonight, he says he can't believe that 160 listeners a month can't donate $5. That's what he said. I got the email. I could show you. You know, I agree with him. I mean, we've got a lot of listeners. I understand some people can't afford it, but you're not going to tell me everybody listening to this show can't donate $5 a month. It is what it is. Like I said, when you don't support me, I will no longer support you. I won't be here no more. And so, you know, we're getting to that point. I can tell you that. And not because I wanted to get to that point, because that's just where it's getting. Now, you can only get so far behind before you get really cut off. You get in such a hole that you can't get back out of it. And in that case, then I got to make major changes. Like, you know, where I am and everything would be changed. And then when I do that, there's going to be a big, big pause in everything. Until I get resituated. And we don't want that to happen, believe me. But it's getting there. It's coming to that. So, anyways, this vaping, we should probably at some point do something about it. You know, they say that the president announced plans to ban flavored e-cigarettes over fears of their impact on young people. I think they need more tests, more research needs to be done on this. I mean, I think it's more of, it's just like the cigarettes. I don't think the tobacco would be as bad for you if they didn't put all the crap in it, the chemicals, the addictive. They put stuff in it to get you addicted, just like they do with the food. They put stuff in the food. There is chemicals in the food that makes you addicted to it. That's why, you know, someday there's some things that some people eat, they have to have it every single day, just like the Mountain Dew and the Pepsi. You'll get addicted to that before you know it. And someone say, oh, no, it's just habit. No, it's addiction. It is addiction, not habit. And you'll want it every single day because that's what that stuff does to you. It's a drug and not a good one either. So it says, what happened to Trump's boast of 4 to 5% or even 6% growth? Well, I could tell you what happened. He's got too many idiots out there who are fighting against him. And so the markets are afraid to do certain things because they don't know what's going to happen. And they know what they're doing. They're doing this on purpose. Not to mention the Fed throwing, just constantly pumping money into the financial system. I mean, you know, they're doing what they can to make this guy fail. What people need to understand, though, is when he fails, we all fail. Just remember that. Except for you people who sit home and suck off the system. Now, that's different. You know, those are the people who are pushing for these crazies to get in because they're offering to give everything. Give, give, give. You know, those Obama people, they all like, give, give, give. Ooh, I got my free phone. They're going to give me $1,000 a month and, you know, all that stuff. It's all talk. What you're going to end up getting is a pair of shiny bracelets and an 8x8 cell. That's what you're going to end up getting. Hong Kong protests set to escalate as the shooting stirs anger. Well, of course it does, because you got the Chinese police come in, or our military comes in there, and this is what happens when you give up your guns. This is what happens when you hand over your guns. When you have no guns and they are the only ones with the guns, they will shoot a young man who is just protesting and speaking his mind right in the chest, blatant in front of everybody. And what are you going to do about it? Absolutely nothing, because they'll shoot you too. And you know what the problem is? You gave up your guns. So this is a society that don't have guns. And guess what? They're ruled for 70 years. They've been enslaved, abused, taken advantage of. Well, we have too. We just, you know, they just made us think that we had a choice. Now, people are waking up now. But yeah, China, what a disgrace China is. I don't know how anyone could say anything good about them. There's nothing good there. China, the people are good. It's the government is a disgrace, what they do to their people over there. I can't believe we even do any business with them at all. I'd tell them to go to hell if I was president. Mysterious fireball that crashed and burned wasn't a meteor, they say. Something bright came in hot enough to spark several fires in Chile recently. And it looks like it wasn't natural. Last week, bright flaming objects were spotted in the sky over the island of Chile. In southern Chile, before reportedly crashing to the ground and starting a series of small fires. Residents showed local Channel 2 News where something fell from the sky and burned some bushes and some property. And so now they say, with meteorites being ruled out, that it would seem to indicate it was pieces of an old satellite or maybe a rocket booster that roasted bits of chili. The geologist who investigated the scene said that they're performing a more detailed analysis of soil samples and will release the conclusions later in October. And they did go on to say that what we have here is an unidentified flying object. And well, they were asked, do you mean a UFO? He says, well, that is an unidentified flying object. So they're looking into it to see what happened. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt believes biology is the next frontier in computing. Brain inserts and carbon-absorbing bacteria isn't just the fantasies of Silicon Valley's richest executives. They're also a part of a larger hope to advance artificial intelligence and computing efforts. Biology will undoubtedly fuel computing in coming years, they say. Former Google CEO and current technical advisor Eric Schmidt said at a conference called SynBio Beta in San Francisco Monday. So, you know, these people want to live forever. They do. They want to live forever. They don't want to leave their billions and their power behind. They want to take it with them. Matter of fact, they don't want to go at all. So they're looking for ways, and they'll say it's for us because they want our money. They'll say it's for us because they don't want us, you know, looking down on them or looking at them in a bad way, right? So they lie to us, and if they ever come up with this technology, it's going to be for them. They're going to be the power mongers over it, living forever. They want to be gods. AI bias, how tech determines if land a job, they left that out, or get a loan, or if you end up in jail. Yeah, AI can determine all this, and AI is biased. Businesses across almost every industry deploy artificial intelligence to make jobs simpler for staff and tasks easier for consumers. So computer software teaches customer service agents or whoever how to be more compassionate. Schools use machines to learn and scan for weapons and mass shooters and that kind of thing on campuses, and doctors use AI to map the root cause of diseases, so they tell us. Sectors such as cybersecurity, online entertainment, and retail use the tech in combination with a wide swaths of customer data in revolutionary ways. They streamline these services. Anyways, through the applications, it may seem harmless, perhaps even helpful, but the AI is only as good as the information fed into it, which can have serious implications. They say you might realize it, or might not realize it, actually. But AI helps determine whether you qualify for a loan in some cases. There are products in the pipeline that could have police officers stopping you because, say, software identified you as someone else. And so, you know, there's a lot of flaws with this, and AI is going to be more and more involved. And wait till AI is carrying a gun. Man, I'm telling you, keep your guns, folks. Keep them. I don't know, one or two more here. Let's see. Singapore's new law to combat fake news came into effect Wednesday despite criticism from tech giants and activists who labeled the tough rules a chilling attempt to stifle dissent. Excuse me. You see, this is, here we go. Singapore, fake news. I mean, this is what, if Hillary got in, this is what would be happening to us right now. This is what they want to do. So this way, they will determine, they being the government of China, whatever department they put in charge of it, will determine, just like people determine what would go in the Bible, and people determine this, and people determine, they'll be determining what is fake news and what's not. So if you say that the Chinese government and communism is not good, that's fake news. You're in trouble. They're probably going to punish you. You can get punished up to $1 million. That's right. Companies could get hit with fines as much as $1 million, and while individuals could face jail terms up to 10 years. 10 years. The law gives government ministers powers to order social media to put warnings next to posts authorities deem to be false. And this is what they want to do here. They want to do this everywhere. So Facebook, Twitter, and Google, who have their Asian headquarters in Singapore, yeah, they ought to move there, were given temporary exemptions from a handful of provisions in the Act to give them time to adapt. If I was Facebook, Twitter, or Google, I would pull out of there. I'd say, well, then we can't service your country. But the dollar speaks. Unless it's for late night in the Midlands, then it hides. If they say if an action is judged to be malicious and damaging to Singapore's interests, companies could be hit with fines as much as $1 million. And again, individuals, 10 years in prison. So if I say, you know, if you said any of the things you're saying about the president here now, and you said that just one of those things in Singapore about their president, you could face 10 years. 10 years in prison. Yeah? Just for saying something. Or just for liking something. That's probably why Facebook's going to get rid of the likes now. You heard about that, right? They want to get rid of the likes. They've already started it, I guess. And they want to get rid of them because they don't want me liking something that's true. You know, they want to get rid of that. They don't want you to have the ability to like it. Hey, Facebook, what a joke it all is anyways. It's just, I mean, you know, all these people, they have power because we give it to them. You know, there's billionaires out there who could come up with something that would compete with any of these guys. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, you know, they're the same thing. But they don't. What do they do with their money? I don't know. Buy drinks, girls, cocaine. You know, they could be putting their money to something useful, something beneficial, but they don't. There's a lot of people who are pretty wealthy in this country and some good people. But they're lazy. They don't want nothing to do with this because they're afraid, oh, it'll hurt the bottom dollar. I'll tell you what, if I was rich, holy cow, what we'd be doing. What we would be doing. I'm telling you what, they'd want to wipe us all off the planet because I'd put that money to good. There's so many people who could out there. You could build something and compete with Facebook. Hell, you could hit the donate button on latenightinthemidlands.com. That would be great, too. Planned Parenthood has been building a secret abortion mega clinic. Oh, why do they got to call it mega? Mega clinic in Illinois. After over a year of secret construction, Planned Parenthood, which they don't plan parenthood, they plan death and destruction to children, to babies. They talk into it. Announced its newest abortion facility on Wednesday, an 18,000 square foot mega clinic in southern Illinois. The new location is just 13 miles away from Missouri's last remaining abortion clinic, a facility in St. Louis fighting to keep its license. Boy, they are just so determined. I mean, they just know we've got to have a place to kill babies. We must have a place to kill babies. I mean, this is what they want to do. 18,000 square foot. That's a lot of room. You must be planning on taking out a lot of babies there. Planned Parenthood. What a name. What a disguise. Planned Parenthood. So the young teenager goes in there and goes, oh, what a place this must be. They're planning parenthood. Yeah, they're planning for you, all right, but they're not planning on you being a parent. No, not at all. You're not going to be a parent. You're going to come out of there. Most likely, you'll be thinking about this later in life and be thinking, holy cow, what did I do? But, you know, and then again, if you keep them zipped up, you won't have this problem either. Since August 2018, Planned Parenthood has used a shell company to construct the facility, leaving no public trace that the former medical office would become one of the largest abortion clinics in the country. And CBS News was the first visited the site in August. Oh, they ought to abort CBS News. They said they visited it while it was still being built. Well, they kept a nice secret, didn't you, there, CBS? Yeah, because you're all for it. That's right. You're not going to have viewers in the future anyways, so kill them, right? Anyways, well, folks, I just wanted to pop on here. And, you know, I've made an effort. I sure did tonight. There's nothing I could do. When stuff's off, I can't make them turn it on. But we got it worked out for now anyways. Folks, we do need you. You know, we're going to keep having these interruptions, which is a bunch of bullcrap. And I'm fed up with it. I mean, I don't have the patience for it no more. So if this way it's going to keep happening, then I'll just hang it up. Anyways, I'll be back with you tomorrow night. I've got Lorian Fenton with me tomorrow night. Is that tomorrow night? Yeah, it is tomorrow night. Lorian Fenton tomorrow night, unless something else goes off. Who the hell knows? So anyways, keep your eyes posted, keep your ears posted, and have a great night. Good night, everybody.